people, would people have in their bedroom to keep their clothes in?
A nail upside the wall, or hanging upside the wall.
Uh-huh.
That's all. Just drive a nail in them planks and hang it upside the wall.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. And then they had a trunk. Well, they had trunks. And some of them had to call what they call an armo.
Mm-hmm.
Armo is a big old something, or...
Tall.
Oh, that thing be tall. Well, the house is quite, the planks would run 16 feet. The wall would be 16 feet up there anyway. And that thing stood about 8 to 10 foot. Well, it would be like 8 foot, what they call an armo.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that way you put your Sunday clothes, but your other clothes, you hung them upside the wall, practically on a nail.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody wasn't able to buy an armo.
Uh-huh. You could hang things up in the armor?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. You could hang things in the armor.
Anything else, kind of like an armor?
A trunk.
Mm-hmm.
You got a trunk.
You
whole thing them put in the trunk.
Uh-huh.
You don't saw a trunk, I know.
Yeah, I've seen those before.
Yeah, right. Yeah, great. Every old trunk is, oh, them things big as could get in that door at that time. They're half big as they car, them big old trunk was.
Uh-huh.
Big as the hood of that car, I know.
What about something that had drawers in it that people could keep things in? Maybe.
Well, they had old safes at one time had some drawers you could put some knives in and
mm-hmm.
a few dishes in, whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about in your bedroom? Something that maybe you have it in your bedroom nowadays.
I don't think they had nothing in there with no drawer. Nothing but a let's see, what was that thing? Oh. What was that thing name of? Dresser. Had a dresser.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had a dresser at that time. A dresser, his head drawers in the big old mirror on the back.
Mm-hmm.
Washstand, some was called a wash. Some places had washstand. One room maybe had washstand, but the bedroom had dresser in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it had a big old marble top on it, probably the biggest of it did.
Did you ever hear of a chiffon robe or wardrobe or bureau?
Wardrobe, yeah, lately, but not bad, not when I was coming up.
What's know. That?
Not when I was coming up.
Uh-huh.
After I married, I bought a chiffon robe and a wardrobe and like that, but then anything like that when I was coming up.
Uh-huh. What's a chiffon robe or wardrobe look like?
That's something in the house there. She's going to show you what it looks like. There's something in there, chiffon robe in a wardrobe in there, baby.
Is it?
Yeah, the wardrobe had a chiffon and one with long blades. You know, had blades on one side, long blades on one side, and a wood shelf blade. Yeah. You ain't got that. Well, a chiffon robe. A chiffon robe is something got a lot of drawers in it and got a half a top on it.
Mm-hmm.
One side got the glass on it, and the other side just. Yeah, the lay thing,
and talking about the sofa and chairs and so forth, say if you wanted to buy some of those, what kind of store would you go to?
Well, you go right away to Jim Cotton at what they call a merchant store.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the merchant store. He had everything there. He take your money, but you could buy everything there. He take everything you had.
Uh-huh.
But you can buy everything there from... Medicine, anything you want, you can possibly buy it there, but he tell you at least he'd charge it to you.
Uh-huh.
Get it and he'd charge it to you, because he know you just working, you and your family just working for his family, just you and your whole family working just to get that mule for him.
Uh-huh.